B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Zoe and Beadle. Adam Jones, Ted Johnson with you here till 2 o'clock. Felger and Maz. I don't want to speak out of school. I believe a full program coming up at 2 o'clock. Felger, Maz, Big Jim, I believe. 617-779-0985. If I'm wrong, it wouldn't be the first time. Meanwhile,
looks like you're right.
Great. So Jim Louth is in there. He's breaking down video of this new guy the Celtics just signed from France. Vincent, you didn't like my full-on French accent.
No, I loved it.
Poirier.
Excellent.
Vincent Poirier signing with the Celtics. And he's breaking down the video in there. He said he saw Poirier make 1-3 from the top of the key. I believe that's the only career three he made. The stats that I saw, he was 1-for-5 in his career. So they made sure to get that in the highlight package.
It's so true.
Everything else was a dunk, says Jim Louth. And a lot
dunks
of it,
and block shots. That's all they have in this highlight
dunks
video.
And ooh, block shots too. A lot of pick and roll, rolling to the rim, like diving to the rim, is a lot of what he's doing. And then, you know, finishing with dunks at the rim. So that sounds like his offensive game. Does not sound very advanced or versatile, but who knows? Maybe there's some growth potential.
Lots of alley-oops. Lots of alley-oops.
Ooh, I like an alley-oop.
Okay.
I do like an alley-oop.
All right. But hang in there with me. Okay, so the way you're describing him, Jim, I'm just going to – your analysis and your scouting is unmatched. I know that. So what you're telling me, and I'm going to trust your eyes on this, Jim, is you know what he is? He's obviously a poor man's version of Clint Capela. That's all Clint Capela. You know, we're talking about Clint Capela coming here. Oh, it'd be great to have
Clint Capela. But Clint Capela is like springy, right? Like this, I don't know how springy this guy is. But
the alley-oops, he just doesn't get up very high.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. This guy doesn't sound springy.
Okay,
to
so,
me.
All right. But, well, I didn't know that. But you're talking about pick and rolls and defense, blocking shots and rebounding. That's all Clint Capela does. So look, this guy, Vincent, what is it, Poirier, he is different. Obviously, just by listening to what you're saying, Jim, about him, watching his highlights, very different player than what an Enes Kanter is. And that's what you need somebody, you need a big-time rim protector who, he doesn't have to have the best shot, but he can do pick and roll.
I haven't seen these, just because he's blocking shots on a highlight reel doesn't mean he's a rim protector.
Just for the sake of argument here, and I'm just, let's just say, if the Celtics are watching the same film Jim is, and you're going looking at this guy, and you go, okay, what does this guy bring to the table? If it's a guy that just can do pick and rolls, protect the rim, and rebound, then I don't think he's going to work. I don't know the guy. I don't know how good he's going to be. But that skill set, I feel like, would be a good fit to counter what Enes Kanter does.
Veterans minimum.
Just the skill set.
Veterans minimum, 2-year deal.
Can he play? I don't know.
Basically the same deal that Daniel Tice signed 2 years ago. B-Rob just tweeted that out. Boston Sports Journal. Uh-huh. Check it out. So it's a 2-year veterans minimum deal. Basically the same deal that Daniel Tice signed. On top of that, he was in summer league with the Orlando Magic a couple of years ago and either couldn't make it or chose to go back to Europe. Sometimes players do that. You get more playing time, more money, etc. So I don't know if he couldn't make the team or if he just chose to go back to Europe for a bigger role. Either way, he couldn't carve out a big role in the NBA. But I asked you this earlier in the show. It's actually where we started at 10 o'clock. Is Danny Ainge done making moves? So he's made a move. Do you feel any differently? We both thought that Danny Ainge, based on roster construction, could not possibly be done. They have a bunch of wings. They have an all-star point guard in Kemba Walker, but their big situation is underwhelming. It leaves something to be desired. That was with the Kanter signing, and that's even with Poirier. So I don't think they're done. I still think there's another move coming. How about you?
Oh, big time. Yeah, let's not kid ourselves. This is a minuscule move by the Celtics right now. Is it a type of player that they need? Absolutely. But obviously, based on his resume, he's proven that, you know, nothing in his resume suggests this guy's going to come in and be an impact player. Let's face that. So they need...
No, if he comes in and he's Tice, you've actually done pretty well. Like, if he comes in... Like, Daniel Tice came in, they got way more out of Daniel, and okay, he was much better in year one than year two, but they got way more out of him than I expected.
Do we need another Aaron Baines type, though, player?
That's like, kind of what this guy sounds like, minus the ability to cannonball a three from the corner.
Right. So that's what I'm feeling. I feel like you need a big body that's a defensive-minded guy that rebounds, that is tough and is physical, and can just clean up the boards and maybe do some pick and rolls every night. That's Aaron Baines, right?
Yeah.
That's all Aaron Baines is. So if this is another version of Aaron Baines, you definitely need somebody like that. Obviously, you need ideally, you need a more skilled big, you know, but maybe they're changing how they're going to be running offense. There could be a shift in philosophy too, Adam.
Ted, that's 100% possible. That's 100% possible. Hey, you know what we're doing? It's not working. I mean, you know, we can get to the Eastern Conference, we can do this, we can do that, but we got to evolve. You know what? Everybody's playing pace and space, and we're just one of many doing this. Maybe this is an undervalued skill set. Enes Kanter, back to the basket scoring. This guy lobs and dunks and things like this. Robert Williams lobs and dunks, things like that. So maybe they are adjusting the way they're playing. If they're going to keep playing the way they have been, Brad Stevens' offense and the way he wants to play and has wanted to play for 6 years at the NBA level, then these guys don't necessarily fit and they need more. They might be nice bench options, but they need more. And I still wonder what that means. Does that mean Marcus Smart for Clint Capella? Is that what that means? I'd be okay with that. I'd do that in a heartbeat. Jaylen Brown plus something for Clint Capella, I would not do. But Jaylen Brown does feel like his days are numbered here in Boston. And I'll just reiterate what I said to start the show. Did you see the deal Jamal Murray just signed in Denver? Did you see it? 5 years, $170 million. Same draft class. The reason that I was against the Jaylen Brown pick is I wanted Jamal Murray. Okay? And I don't know if I'm right or wrong about that. Jalen's a lot better than I thought. Jamal Murray has been okay. Had a great game against the Celtics last year. Almost scored 50. That's a lot of money for him now. So I don't know if he's being overpaid or not. He probably is. But 5 years, $170 million. Are you ready to give that to Jaylen Brown?
There's big time hesitation on my part.
5 years, $170 million. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, big time.
5 years, $170 million for Jaylen Brown today?
Yeah,
No. So your window to negotiate with him has opened. If you don't work out a deal with him, and I forget what the extension deadline is, I think it's right around the start of the year, if I'm not mistaken, then he's going to be a restricted free agent. And you lose some leverage with him, which means you could lose him, a la Malcolm Brogdon. You might get something back, a late first or something like that. You might not lose him for nothing, and you have the ability to match, but you may not want to. So contractually, it's getting to the point to be the time where you got to make a call on Jaylen Brown. Do you extend him now? If not, he's going to be a restricted free agent. He may leave. You may lose him. Not because, you know, you don't necessarily want him, but you may not want to extend yourself to match on an offer sheet like the Bucks didn't with Malcolm Brogdon. So you're getting close to the point where you may have to make a call on him. Do you want to give him $170 million? Do you want to risk losing him? And is he also not redundant, but can you weather the storm of trading away Jaylen Brown to help another area of the roster, the front court? And Chris Forsberg has floated the idea of Miles Turner or Domantas Sabonis from Indiana. And I think Sabonis is probably the more available of the two. And they'd both help in the front court, though Turner, obviously, I'd prefer. He's a better player, and he'd be a better fit here.
He definitely is a better player.
So, you know, would you move Jaylen Brown for a big, knowing that Gordon Hayward should progress even more here in year three and year two after the injury, and you drafted Romeo Langford at 14? That to me was a major red flag for Jaylen Brown and his future in Boston, drafting Romeo Langford at 14. So I wonder if Danny Ainge is done. I don't think he is, based on the holes they have in the front court. And I wonder if Jaylen Brown is the bait.
I think he might be, besides drafting Romeo Langford, which was a tip-off to you, and I think maybe a correct one, Adam. There's also, and I go back to what I said earlier in the show too, one other thing that just kind of piqued my interest around Anthony Davis talks and the trades with the Celtics, maybe trying to get Anthony Davis to come here. The report that said Jason Tatum was the guy that was untouchable. So anybody else basically on the roster was available in a trade for Anthony Davis except for Jason Tatum, all right? So obviously they would be willing to, based on that report, they would be willing to deal Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
So, and that's of, if you're going to, you got to hitch your wagon probably to one or the other. If you want to use one of these two stars as trade, compensation bait, then you got to pick one. And all the things we've heard about Jaylen Brown, maybe not getting along with guys, has an attitude problem. I can understand maybe why he'd be the guy. So, yeah, I don't think they are done. I think and they definitely, obviously, they need to make – if they want to seriously contend, now that Al Horford's gone, if he was still here, I'd feel pretty good about this roster. But right now, I don't feel good about this roster. You need to make another big move for a guy in the front court, and Jaylen Brown's that trade bait guy.
617-779-0985. You ready to pay Jaylen Brown 5 years, $170 million today? Something approaching that? I'm not. Are you ready to go into the season and then have him be a restricted free agent and maybe lose him like Malcolm Brogdon? I don't know if that's a good way to go either. You have some wing depth. So if you can trade Jaylen Brown for some front court help, would you? And furthermore, the moves they've made. Enes Kanter, this guy out of France, this guy with the skull and eyeball tattoos from France, Vincent Poirier. Do you like that path, or would you have rather, I don't know, chase someone like DeMarcus Cousins? Could this locker room tolerate and integrate someone like DeMarcus Cousins now that Kyrie's gone? 617-779-0985. We'll get to that and your phone calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the sports up.
I mentioned that there's not a lot left. There are still some big names left. Boogie Cousins, a couple years ago, he'd have been one of the prizes. But now here he sits. Is there a market for him?
There's not a market for him, Scott. And I think, and it's not, I think he thought, he hoped some big market teams would strike out that have cap space. He could get a 1 year, 12, 15, 18, $20 million deal.
It's not there?
That's not happening. I don't even know if there's a mid-level, the mid-level exception he got in Golden State last year. I don't think that's there for him.
Wow.
Wow is right.
They're done.
Adrian Wojnarowski with Scott Van Pelt last night on DeMarcus Cousins. I love me some Boogie. I have been in his corner, but that is disheartening to hear. And it's Adam Jones, Ted Johnson, in for Beetle and Zoe. We're taking you up until 2 o'clock. Ask away.
What do you think Boogie Cousins, if you had all the money in the world to pay him and you wanted him on your team, what do you think? What would you be willing to pay Boogie Cousins at this point in his career?
I would have given him what Kanter just got.
Yeah.
So
the same kind of contract that Golden State gave him last year.
Look, Woj just said he might not even get that.
Yeah.
But if you're asking me what I would have done, I certainly would have done that. Before hearing that from Woj, I probably would have done more than that. But I'm admittedly a little biased, and I'm a fan of his, and I wanted him to win a ring last year, even as a supplemental piece, just to say that he won a ring. I thought that would have been hilarious to push back on. I know Tony's been really anti Boogie for a while
because he hasn't won anything.
Yeah, me and Max, Cedric Maxwell, I know is very anti Boogie Cousins. Me and Max went back and forth on Boogie a few years back when the rumors were really heating up that he was going to get dealt, and he did get dealt to New Orleans. So
was Cedric kind of just like down on him because of the attitude?
100% attitude.
Because
100%.
The play pre Achilles tear is.
At the time, Max, and I don't know if he's changed his stance or not, but at the time, it was 100% about attitude. So, look, I said last year, I think I was in on this day part, Jim and Tom, if you remember. I was in here last year when Cousins signed with the Warriors and the Celtics were the runner-up, and I'm like, Danny was asleep at the wheel. I'm like, he was calling teams and telling them that he would come here on this kind of deal, and the Celtics weren't ready for it. They were in scramble mode, and he chose Golden State. But the Celtics were the runner-up for Cousins last year, and I'm like, they screwed up. Now, He might settle for a veteran's minimum, for God's sakes. What's less than the mid-level exception? Veteran's minimum, that's pretty much it. I know there's math in between, but teams that are over the cap, good teams, i.e., those are the only places you can sign, and it sounds like no bad teams are going to give him money. So I would take DeMarcus Cousins here. I would have given him what Kanter got. I'd certainly give him what this kid from France got. But let me ask you this, Ted. Do you think with his volatility, is that the right word for it? His personality, his moodiness, based on what the Celtics just went through last year, do you think the Celtics are the kind of team, or not even the kind of team, do you think the Celtics should invite a player like him into their locker room?
It's easy answer. It's no, Adam. Not even close, because this team needs to establish its culture again. They don't know who they are from a cultural standpoint. Like they knew what they were for the first 5 years, I think, of Brad Stevens' tenure here. But last year, that all went to hell. And so you got to recalibrate, and you got to kind of establish what you had pre-2018. Boogie Cousins does not fit what they want on this team as far as a personality, as far as a team player, as far as an unselfish kind of guy. That's what they want to get back to. That's the kind of guy that Brad Stevens prefers coaching, and it sells at coaching, not guys with big egos that are self-centered and arrogant.
I asked you this earlier in the show. Would Bill Belichick sign him?
Yes, he would.
Why?
Because there's an established culture and a culture of accountability and an already established culture of winning. So he would, it's like, if
that's
you
the second point. That's, and I agree. That's true. And the Celtics don't have that. That's the secondary piece. The first piece, though, is he's a talented player and there's value in the contract. Bill would see the value and the buying opportunity here with a former All-NBA player. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's different from the Achilles injury. Maybe. But Bill brings in guys like this all the time on Flyers. All the time.
But you know what? They come in here and they, you know what they do? They bow down to Bill Belichick. They give him mad respect.
Yeah, something tells me Boogie isn't bowing down to old G. Willikers there.
Exactly.
Something tells me that's not happening.
So that's, they come in here already kind of, they know the deal.
G. Willikers. darn glad to meet you, Boogie.
Yeah, so it's there's a
Boogie
huge
bites
difference.
His head off. Yeah, I don't see that going.
That in and of itself, just that little example I'm just trying to give you, I think is a big one. I do. I just think Boogie coming in here doesn't have a coach.
Here's the thing: they need talent.
Yeah,
and they need to fix the locker room. They need both. Yeah. So I think Cousins is worth the roll of the dice. But I hear where you're coming from. They don't have an established culture. Getting rid of Kyrie was a big step. Do you want to invite someone else in who could be a problem? And Cousins certainly has been a problem. 617-779-0985. Meanwhile, Jim just informed me that apparently I was here when Cousins signed last year.
Yeah, Tom just found this. It was 1 year ago tomorrow.
Great. Let's hear it. DeMarcus Cousins was sleepless and confused in Las Vegas, Arkent. It was 5 a.m. Pacific time on Monday morning and nearly 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Cousins was standing on the balcony in his off-season home alone. I was shocked. I didn't believe it. It was rough. A pretty emotional night. Just before the sun peeked in on another sweltering Vegas day, you can feel the heat. The perspiration on his forehead. Cousins called his longtime agent Yarin Akana? Yarin Akana.
Good enough.
Nailed it. How about signing the mid-level exception with an elite team? How about giving the reigning NBA champion Warriors a call? I was effed up, Cousins said to Yarin. I said, let's make a call. He was shocked. Around 8 a.m., Cousins said he called Warriors general manager Bob Myers. Imagine Myers picking up his cell phone, and a man with a deep voice says, hey, this is DeMarcus Cousins. Got a minute? So there you go. That's how it went last year. I knew I was here for that.
Outstanding.
And meanwhile, the Celtics weren't ready for it. Cousins was calling teams, begging for him to begging to get the mid-level exception, and the Celtics were asleep at the wheel. I remember ripping them for that last year, right about this time, almost a year.
Got a minute?
Hey, it's Boogie. Got a minute?
I thought you were doing a Gary Tanguay.
But you also got he was also coming off an Achilles, so maybe that was lack of it. But you were, even if you got him for half a year, bring in Boogie Cousins.
Imagine him in the locker room last year.
You know what?
Golden State was a mess last year, too, but yikes.
This time last year, Adam, if you were to pose the question to me if whether or not we should bring Boogie Cousins in, I'd be like, are you sign me up, baby.
Me too.
Sign me up.
Me too. I mean, you heard some of it there. 617-779-0985. We have the Ted Johnson World Cup minute coming up. Ted Johnson came in.
I just told you I had an opinion on it.
He came in firing takes on the Women's World Cup. So I do want to hear this coming up. Stay tuned for it. In the meantime, let's get to some phone calls. Steve is in Boston. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, my God. I'm on air. Listen, I just wanted to get to the fact that the Red Sox are god dang terrible. I'm getting all riled up now. I've been listening to y'all talk about millennials and the Kardashians. If you watch the Kardashians on mute, I'll tell you it's not that bad, Ted.
Great call. That's great call.
That's all I got to say.
I want you with volume up.
Have a good day.
All right, man.
All right, Red Sox stink.
So true.
Red Sox stink. Apparently he was on hold for a little while. That's, whatever. Sometimes we get on a roll with Sarge being a self-loathing millennial and things like this, and we got to explore these things.
You're nuts, Jones.
Ted Johnson, has a problem with millennials, so we had to get to the bottom of all this.
And you got to the bottom of him being an alternate Pro Bowler.
That's true. I did.
That's the hottest take of the day.
That did happen too.
I still can't believe you said that, Ted.
Guys, I was. It's just it's,
look at this. Look at this.
There you go.
Look behind you, Ted. Yeah. Look behind you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a
beaver, not a Pro Bowler. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you put me on the spot. Well, you know what? You outed me. I'm sitting here. The way you presented it to me. Ted, you said, but you're an alternate Pro Bowler. I was I don't go around telling people I was an alternate Pro Bowler.
Last time we worked together the day after the Super Bowl, And I thought I mistakenly said, I said, yes. you were a Pro Bowler, and you corrected me, and you said, well, I was an alternate. So yeah. I didn't mean that disparagingly. It came as sometimes happens with me. I say something and it comes off a little ruder than I intended.
You were
so
fine.
So my mistake.
There was just no context to it when you said it. So it sounded maybe worse than it really is. We're fine.
But again, this should be line one on your Wikipedia page. Not a Beaver, not a Pro Bowler, as they have here on
Teddy. Big fan. I loved you at Oregon State. No, I went to Colorado, bro.
Well, hey.
Oh, well.
Quickly. I was AFC Player of the Week like twice.
Like twice. Yeah. Something tells me it was less than twice. Just quickly on the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And Eovaldi, since the caller brought it up. I'm a fan of the Eovaldi thing.
Okay.
I wonder if one of two things are at play. Number one, if John Henry gave Dave Dombrowski a mandate, we're not going outside the organization. We are not spending over the luxury tax. So figure it out with what you have. Call somebody up internally. Figure it out with what you got. Because I'm not spending. We're losing. John Henry told Rob Bradford with a straight face, we're losing money.
Yeah. Come on, bro.
Losing profit. Yeah. Losing money is what John Henry told Rob Bradford. And Bradford was like, oh, yeah, cool. I'll write that. Sure. That's got to be true.
To which you said you thought you maybe saw John Henry with his cup out.
Yeah, well, I did. Know what? Now that I think about it, it did. Yeah. I think I saw his boat parked in front of my local Dunkin' Donuts. I think he was panhandling, asking for a little bit of change, a little help. If we could give that, I should have dropped something in the cup for John Henry so they could splurge in luxury tax territory. But I wonder if this is John Henry telling Dave Dombrowski, we're not going outside the organization, so figure it out.
Yeah.
So Nathan Eovaldi, you can be the closer. And I also wonder if Tom Caron, breaking the story, Tom Caron's not exactly, you know, no offense, he's not exactly Buster Olney or Jeff Passan breaking stories left and right. So why is Tom Caron breaking this story? Maybe he just got a good source on it, and he just decided to go with it. As a Nesson employee, I'd imagine he's not breaking anything the Red Sox don't want out there. He doesn't exactly dabble in a lot of story breaking. Last time we were discussing Nathan Eovaldi as a potential closer, the story at the time was, well, he came to Boston to start. He turned down other teams where he could have closed and set up and been in the bullpen. He came here to start. He wants to start. So I wonder if this story is leveraging him a little bit. Get it out in public. Hey, the Red Sox want you to close. You're going to close. And then if it doesn't happen, he looks like the bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. And you might be right. It's an interesting way of handling a situation. But you know how you put pressure on players? You go to the media. And that's one way. If what you're suggesting, I'm not saying it's not true. It could very well be true. That's a strong message to Nathan Eovaldi, though. If you're going to communicate with him via media, if you will. But here's the thing. I mean, a lot of people are maybe excited about Nathan Eovaldi going to the bullpen. I think you feel good about.
I'm surprised it's happening, but I think it's the right move. I think it's a good move.
But let's be honest. He's not had a ton of opportunities. Nope. He's got never recorded a save in his entire career.
No, it was basically the bullpen last year. Right. The playoffs last year.
We saw him really kick ass out of the bullpen in last year's playoffs. And so that's the last memory. And considering how the bullpen has been playing this year, 17 blown saves. So it gives you hope that maybe that could be the answer there. I get that. And if you're Nathan Eovaldi has any issues with what the Red Sox are saying, it's like, dude, we just overpaid for you. This past offseason, they gave you honestly a contract that I don't think anybody else would have given him. So, that's something else too, man. He's getting paid a lot of money, and I'm not so sure he's in a position where he can, you know, dictate terms, if you will.
617-779-0985. We have an update from Mark Murphy, Boston Herald. You ready for it, Ted?
Let's hear it.
Much has been made of the continued availability of DeMarcus Cousins, including here 10-2 this afternoon. According to a source, Celtics are not interested. They do not want the potential drama. So score one for Team Ted over there.
Yes!
Hey, this is DeMarcus Cousins. Got a minute?
Yeah. He's calling every team now. Last year, he was calling Golden State. Yeah. He was somewhat highly sought after. This year, he's like, yeah, I'll call anybody. But according to Mark Murphy, pouring water all over it, much has been made about the continued availability. Celtics are not interested. They don't want the potential drama. Well, that's silly.
They're going back to the old days when it was the Bridgies and it was try hard, guys.
Good thing we got in front of it before water got poured all over it. 617-779-0985. Sarge has all the latest here in Hub headlines. And then Ted Johnson's got thoughts, strong takes on the Women's World Cup, which gets going about an hour and a half from now. USA and England. We'll hear from Ted Johnson next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
This for the World Cup? It took me a second to put this together. So. I was like, this is a foot tapper. That's a good tune.
Independence Day?
Sure.
Millennials?
Sure, yep. Well, yeah, I guess.
Oh, Jones, come on.
What?
It's 100% millennial.
Oh, the song is She's a Millennial. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Mm.
It's a lot of things.
Yeah.
To which you...
Stilettos.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't get the memo.
Oh, yeah. You belt this song out when you're in your car.
This is a great song.
This is a fun song.
I'll tell you what, Ted. You throw this on in a bar.
Oh.
A little touch tunes or something like that.
Yeah.
You watch the place
explode.
Watch
what happens.
You throw that little touch tune actions. Throw this on. Count the butterflies fly away. Not in my head like, yeah.
All right, yeah.
Moving
I can
my
see
hips
that.
Like, yeah. Who's not?
Who's not getting down to this?
Try that. Little touch tunes action.
You want to just kind of change the energy of a bar?
Oh, yeah.
This song.
You said you were thinking about, coming out of the tunnel, the Semisonic. I think that was a direct quote from you earlier.
Yes.
This is how I'd come out of the tunnel. Yep. This is how I'd come out. Nothing. It's almost like Hulk Hogan, I Am a Real American.
It's almost the same.
So you have some thoughts, though, on the Women's World Cup. You came in.
I had a thought.
Breathing fire. Breathing fire about the Women's World Cup.
You're overselling this a little bit.
No.
But okay.
No, not.
No. Okay. Okay. Well, I said, Adam, we got a lot to talk about today, but I don't know. Like, any thoughts on the U.S. women's soccer team? If you ever wanted to bring I got a thought on it. Oh, and it's turned into this, okay, that I have a developing take.
No, but you came in itching, though. You brought it up.
I came in hot, huh?
You brought it up.
There's just been a lot of news around the women's World Cup team, and they're awesome. I mean, they're a dominant team. I'm an old-timer, old school in my thinking behind this.
Well, you already said you hate millennials and hate reality TV, so this does fit in.
Didn't quite say that.
No, I think that's a direct quote.
Okay, but this is a story that's happened 2 weeks. It's a 2 week old story, but because the U.S. women's soccer team is playing England today at 3 o'clock. Anyway, it had me thinking. I had issues with how they've been behaving. Here's the thing. How they acted in that 13-0 thumping that they put on in round one against Thailand, I just had issues with it. Okay. And then it's just there's a lot of things that you're, around them. The interviews, I just wish they would tone down their fervor. Oh, Ted, it's women. I can't. Oh, why can't they act like the men? I'd have the same response if it was the men's team.
Sure.
There's times when they're acting a fool a little bit, where there are celebrations and they're just going over the top. I think it's a bad look. That's all. And I have young kids that both play soccer, a daughter and a son. And I'm just sitting there watching this whole thing take over.
Are they into it? Are they into the Women's World Cup?
They are. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to watch today.
They are. And so they're just, they're impressionable. They see, Alex Morgan and Carly Lloyd. Great players. Lindsey Horan, just some of the name a few, going over the top in their celebrations, making it more about them sometimes than really just the team, in my opinion. And I just wish they would tone down their fervor because there's kids watching. And I want soccer to become bigger in the United States. I've enjoyed watching the game, just watching it through watching my kids play. So I just feel like sometimes they can set a bad example, and I wish they would just tone it down.
So it's not,
I'm going to get killed for this.
No. So it's not even a White House style thing where they say you're not. That's not even your criticism. You just think that some of the antics piling on. Who did they whoop earlier
Thailand.
In the tournament? Thailand, 13-0. You just think some of that's a little over the top.
A little. It's over the top, and kids are watching. I wish they would tone it down. This only happens, what, every 4 years? And so when you have, you're on the big stage, I know.
I'll say this, too, about the Women's World Cup. This happened before. Remember when they choked a couple years ago in the World Cup? Two World Cups ago. They choked in one of those fights. They got, like, smoked. They're supposed to be the best team on the planet. They got, like, smoked. And people were like, oh, you can't say they choked. Well, no. If you want us to talk about women's sports, then we're going to talk about women's sports, how we talk about everything else. And when you lose, you choke. And when your antics are a little ridiculous, then you get called out on it. And I think that's a totally fair way to talk about
that.
If you want to be right, if they don't win the World Cup, then they choked. And so we're going to talk about that.
I'm going to hammer them if they lose.
Right.
Hammer them.
Because
of the antics.
Can I give you my one little pet peeve about the Women's World Cup?
Give it to me.
I just hear that the American women don't flop. You realize
that's what I'm saying. That's all they do.
Well, you realize they're here because of a flop. You realize they may not have beat, Spain? You realize that they basically got a PK because they were flopping in the box?
Yep.
So, I don't know. Like, it's soccer. They flop. They all flop. Soccer, hockey, basketball, they all flop. Everybody flops. It's you blame the other team for flopping more than you, but they all, in all three of those sports, everybody flops.
Thank you for bringing that up, Adam.
Everybody poops and everybody flops. That's the way it works.
Because that's one of the things I can't stand about the sport, right? It's infiltrated men's basketball here, right? The flopping. Hoops.
Hockey.
I think it's a huge influence from soccer.
Hockey. Don't take hockey off the list. I know it's a bunch of big men in that sport, but there's a lot of flopping.
We saw that a lot in the Stanley Cup
finals,
man.
Sure.
Big time. So it's a part of the game that I can't stand. And the U.S. women's soccer team flop as bad as any team I've seen, basketball, soccer, men, women, in a long time. So thank you for bringing that up. That's another issue that I had too.
All right.
There's my hot take.
Ted Johnson is going to be hate watching the Women's World Cup with his children at 3:00. He's going to be hate watching the World Cup. And don't they dare celebrate? No over the top antics.
You know what? If they lose, if they go out there and pee down their leg, I'm going to hammer them because of the way they've been behaving.
All right, hang on. What is it? Teddy J Radio.
At Teddy J Radio,
circa 5:00. Well, maybe PKs, maybe 5:30, 6:00. You get that if they lose, get that timeline ready.
Yep.
617-779-0985. You want to jump in line? Felger and Maz, full show comes your way at 2:00. We have today's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
All right, today's takeaways brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, a proven program that'll fit into your summer while helping you fit into your bathing suit. Lose weight starting your very first week. New location, Government Center, and you can go to where I go, Newton, Quincy, Littleton, Seekonk, and Peabody as well. There you go.
I'm a millennial.
If you're a millennial like me, I'm Sarge the Millennial. Then go check it out. Where was it? What was one of those? Littleton, you said?
Littleton.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. But the brand new one, Government Center. Good spot down there.
I used to live right by there before I moved.
Really?
I did. Okay. I lived right behind Mass General for about 5 years. I like the west end side of Boston.
You got your parking hookup over there, too, you're telling me.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say who or where, but...
Bob, Sarge, Rob.
One of the all-time greatest hookups ever.
Worst thing about millennials, they're always spilling the beans, aren't they?
Takes one to know one.
So it's today's takeaways here. One thing that we just kind of stumbled on, this was very organic, Ted, is that, you and Sarge, and maybe even me, we may have a future business here together, and it would be in gender reveals. I think this is actually quite promising.
Woo! He did it. He signed. Woo!
Reacting to Al Horford here, Rachel Nichols.
What are those big shoots up, you know, smoke?
Yeah, I guess.
The announcement of Al Horford going to the 76ers. It was, though, when that news
it was
came.
Like, that was like a gender reveal party. That's what that sounded like.
It's a boy! Woo!
Oh, my God. By the way, when did those become a thing? But we digress.
They should have had you for a gender reveal party. Have, like, a tackling dummy.
I tackle a boy or the girl, and that's the one.
No. You tackle the tackling dummy, and then you hit, and then it's blue smoke or pink smoke.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha. I gotcha.
Gender reveal. Woo! Hey, then everybody on the side is like, woo!
If anybody has likes that idea for a small fee, I'd be happy to come to your gender reveal party and do that.
Sarge, you know, announce the whole thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right,
Sarge, just, you know, if you could reveal how would you reveal the gender?
How would I reveal it?
Yeah. Ready? He's about to hit the tackling.
There's only two options. Introduce him. Introduce
Ted. No. Like, you gotta tell everyone what it is. Is it a boy or a girl?
Oh, yeah. Well, after further review, it is a boy.
There you go, Sarge.
I like how, it's not like going to instant replay, Sarge.
Well, you know, it's
Sarge has
all
like
right,
his
fine.
We have like the video monitor over there, and Sarge has his head under the monitor.
Judge,
he's like,
you want to make sure you're accurate on the sex of the baby. You don't want to have
challenge. We had a challenge to the gender reveal. It is, though. The call has been upheld. It's a boy.
Parents are like, wait a minute, doctor.
Are you
boy
sure,
or girl?
Are you sure, doc? So there you go.
I think we're onto something, though.
Real future. Mm-hmm. You said nominal fee. I'm thinking big fee.
Big fee now.
Big fee.
But the potential of that event is huge. So
Ted
I think
Johnson,
my fee just went up.
Yep. Ted Johnson hits a tackling dummy, blue smoke, pink smoke.
Yep.
There you go.
Woo!
And Sarge announces the whole thing. Meanwhile, Sarge, you had a takeaway today as well?
Yeah. Does it really aggravate you when a caller is on the line for a long time? You go to them.
Stop. The answer is just yes. Callers aggravate.
I know
yes.
It irritates the guy to your right over there. Yeah, he's the one that says go right to the call. So kind of a Felger Jr. moment today, but you kind of let him talk. Let's play it, Jim. Go ahead.
Let's go back to the phones here. Matthew is in Framingham. Oh. Go ahead, Matthew.
All right, thank you. And I left my phone number as well with one of the secretaries.
Hey, Matthew.
Matthew. You're on the air, buddy.
Don't give out your number here, Matthew.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Hi. Oh, hey. Hi.
Can you imagine that having that happen between the hours between 2 and 6
p.m.? No. So you see,
Mike Felger would cut him off.
So you can tell. I'm not used to being on during the day, because at night you got to give people a little rope to. At night, you know, the call volume's not quite what it is during the day.
That's very true.
So you got to kind of give people a little
weird
bit
things
of rope
happen
there
at nighttime, Jones. You know about that.
Yeah, let that breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Give out your phone number.
Yeah.
Talk
to
the secretary. Say something embarrassing. Like, that's all. That's what we're looking for at night.
Do you know what's a good time, though, sometimes? Is just listening to the overnight shows sometimes.
Pharrell?
The calls. You have it worse than the day shows. Overnight shows have it 10 times worse than even you have it, though.
Yeah, I've heard him blow up on a caller or two. That's my drive home every night is Scott Pharrell.
Scotty's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Scotty's the best.
Oh, don't you dare leave out Mafia and Carver High.
Yeah.
Don't you dare leave that.
I've told the story. I've gone on Pharrell's show a few times. And I will go on it. If Scott Pharrell's producer calls me today, mm-hmm. I will be on there in the next 5 minutes. Do you know why?
Why?
Every time I go on Scotty Pharrell's show, he's like,
Pro Bowl alternate? Is that what he calls you?
No, this is the greatest. Teddy is the greatest linebacker in the history of the Patriots.
Mafia, I'm telling you, Mafia.
You've never seen the greater Patriot than Teddy John. It's like he makes it out to like, I'm the greatest player to ever put on a uniform for the New England Patriots. So I'll go on his show anytime he wants me, man.
Have you met him? Just over the phone?
Just over the phone.
Okay.
I hope Mafia's listening.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Book yourself a guest tonight. There you go. That's an easy book right there.
He doesn't say alternate Pro Bowler. He's like Hall of Famer. Thanks, Jones, for that, by the way.
That's only something a rude person would say. There you go.
That's fun today, man.
Yeah, good times.
Good times.
Good time. First time since the Super Bowl. This is better. This is better for me. I was a little uncomfortable the day after the Super Bowl. Little too positive that day.
Too many rainbows and lollipops that day.
Speaking of positivity, Felger and Maz take over right now on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.